الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It's mentioned in hadith that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And without good intention, no reward is granted for good deeds. And the more righteous intention one makes, the greater the reward he will attain. So my dear Islamic brothers, always try to make good intentions before doing any righteous action. May Allah give us the ability to make good intentions before righteous action. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, once the Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Karamullahu Wajhul Kareem, visited the graveyard of Kufa. Seeing a newly prepared grave, he desired to get to know the internal state. So he humbly asked, in the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, reveal to me the condition of this deceased buried in this grave. Immediately, all the veils between him and the grave were lifted. What he saw was a horrifying sight. He saw that the thief was being burnt in fire and screaming out for help from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, No Ali, I am drowning in the state of fire. I am drowning in fire. I am burning in fire. This dreadful thief of the grave and the screaming of the deceased person standing Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada qalamallahu wa shalkari. He lifted his hands in the court of the merciful Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, and he began to pray with utmost humility for the forgiveness of the deceased. A voice from the unseen echoed, Oh Ali, do not intercede for him as he used to disrespect Ramadan. In spite of fasting, he did not refrain from committing sin even in Ramadan. He used to fast during the day, but we indulge in sin at night, listening to this voice. Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Karamullah wajhul kareem, became even more sad. He radiallahu ta'ala prostrated and began to cry with tears flowing from his eyes. He said, Ya Allah, please accept my supplication. This man has called out to me for help with high hopes. O Creator, do not disappoint me in front of him. Have mercy on him and forgive him. Forgive this helpless man. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza continued to pray in the court of Allah. He then heard a voice, O Ali, we have forgiven him for the sake of your broken heart. The man then was relieved from the punishment. Kyun na mushkil kusha kaho tumko, tumne bigri meri banai hai. My dear Islamic brothers, what can one say about Mawla-e Kainat, Mawla-e Mushkil Kusha, Ay Ali al-Murtaza, Shere Huda, Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza, Karamullah wajhul kareem. He was blessed with high spiritual status by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was able to talk to the people who had passed away. He was able to talk to the people of the dead. Likewise, mentioned in another occasion, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti, a Shafi Rahmatullah alayhi, narrates that Sayyidina Sayyid bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala said, we were passing by the cemetery in the company of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karamullahu wajhu al-kareem. He radiallahu ta'ala said, As-salamu alaykum, ya ahl al-qabur wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Will you tell us about yourself, or shall we tell you about ourselves? The narrator says,